raids, which lasted for several hours, were scattered over many parts of the
I just took his hand and I said, good evening, sir. Shall we begin at the theatre in my best nanny voice?
The dresser is someone who helps an actor backstage to get prepared. He dresses them, does their makeup, makes them cups of tea, locks the door when necessary, keeps people out, helps them onto the stage. And on this particular night of Extremis, during the last war, when Sir is touring his Shakespeare company around the country, it's the dresser who has to make sure that Sir gets onto the stage because there's a firestorm inside his brain reflecting the bombs that are dropping from the sky.
Norman!
Sir?
Well, won't you buy me, Norman?
Yes, sir.
Don't leave my side, Norman.
No, sir.
I shall need help, Norman.
Yes,
Max?
Sir. Are you sure you're able to go on tonight?
What's best for Sir is that he's allowed to get ready.
Ready, yes, I must get ready.
It does feel like it's about to come off the rails at any moment.
Yes.
And yet, Sir puts in one of the most spectacular leers I've ever seen, and I only see part of it.
Really? Glad you responded to it and enjoyed it.
Why should a dog, a horse, a rat have life, and thou no breath at all? Thou'lt come no more. never.
Anthony Hopkins, he was the reason that I agreed to do it. I had been asked to play the part myself, Sir. I said, no, it's been done. Who needs another dresser? Not from me, I thought. And then they said, well, Anthony Hopkins is playing, Sir, and you can play the dresser.
Ooh. Who's that?
Just a minion, minioning.
Too many interruptions. A constellation. Norman.
Yes, sir.
How does the play begin?
Sir isn't married, but he's married to his job. And part of the job is Norman, the dresser, and they're absolutely intertwined. They can't do without each other. They can't stand the sight of each other. So what's new? Well, what's new is that on this particular night, when the show may not go on, together, they make it happen. So you see their relationship being tested to the full, and that's high drama.
It certainly is, and on the face of it, the dresser seems a whole world away from something like Vicious, but actually, they niggle at each other, they love each other,
yeah.
And Norman has some of the most cutting lines in the piece.
Oh, he's got a tongue on him.
So young, he said, and lifted me up. That's more like it, he cried, and I knew, cradled in his arms, that it was youth and newness he was after.
It's not youth or talent or star qualities after Ducky, but a moderate eater.
It's a world I sort of remember when I started out as an audience, not as an actor. I used to go to these theatres and see these companies touring round, and very grateful I was to them. The theatres where they worked, like the Theatre Royal Newcastle and the Lyceum Sheffield and Cardiff New, I mention those in particular because I'll be playing in them myself with Patrick Stewart next summer in No Man's Land, Harold Pinter's play. So touring does still go on. They are remnants of time gone by, and the sort of theatre represented in this play, The Dresser, has gone. But with all the nonsense has gone something rather precious.
How important is it that the BBC is then putting on a play about a play about theatre on TV?
Well, I don't know. If it hadn't been for Saturday Night Theatre, which is a regular drama slot on the BBC Home Service radio, when I was a child, I mightn't have discovered theatre at all. And I think a later generation discovered it on the television. Long may the BBC continue to be allowed to provide such excellent service to the people of this country is unique, the envy of the world. Leave it alone.
The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long.
Go, Flies.